Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Building Value. Innate to every entrepreneur is a never-ending thirst to get better, to be better, and to do more. This is a huge part of what makes them great and leads to all the excellent innovation and disruption that we see and benefit from every day. This key characteristic, however, can also very quickly lead to an entrepreneur's downfall if not properly channeled. If instead of focusing on the most important projects, tasks, and decisions day in and day out, the entrepreneur is distracted. Distracted bouncing from one idea to the next, investing time and energy into things with little to nothing in the way of meaningful returns, or caught up in the weeds of something totally unimportant because they are afraid to tackle the big, scary thing right in front of them. Listen, I get it. As business owners, sometimes there are things that we simply must do, at least until we can hire to solve for that problem or get to a point where we can eliminate it entirely. But regardless of what stage your business is at, you're likely doing a number of things that are not pushing your business forward in the right direction. Ultimately, we have all fallen victim to it. Habitually checking your inbox to see what the newest messages have to say, fine-tuning the aesthetics of the PowerPoint or Excel spreadsheet until it looks perfect, or doing endless research when you already have enough information to make the decision that you need to make, especially when the topic is not all that important. And the impressive part is, many of you are exceptional enough to power through. You are that sharp, that effective, and that much of a visionary that this doesn't really matter. Until it does. Until sales start to slip, or the product or service starts to decrease in quality, or you simply burn out. So instead of falling victim to this, chasing the latest shiny objects, succumbing to our distractions, what can we do instead? Well, we have a number of options, but two that we have found to be the most impactful in terms of moving the needle are, first, do an audit of your time, your revenue, and your profits. Second, once you have these results in hand and a better understanding of how and where to focus your time, develop 12-week plans or sprints. To implement these plans, go back to your audit and evaluate your results. What you're likely to find is that 80% of your outcomes come from 20% of your inputs. So what does that mean? That means that you need to double or triple down on those things that are moving the needle the most. And it means that you need to ruthlessly cut back on or altogether eliminate the distractions. Now that sounds simple, but it will be such an eye-opening exercise, especially because if you were to take it one step further and drill down into this analysis one layer deeper, you'll likely find that about 90 to 95% of your business is probably generated by about 5 to 10% of your inputs. Again, this may or may not mean that you can eliminate all the noise, all the distraction that this conveys, but it certainly provides you with a good starting place to refocus and redirect your efforts to these areas. After that, the 12-week plan comes into play. These are quite simply one of the quickest ways to get you on track to a successful year. And when you start compounding successful years on top of one another, you'll be shocked at where you end up and how quickly. We entrepreneurs love setting big, ambitious goals for the year. Frankly, we're very, very good at it. The problem is, whenever just a few months later, life happens, the dynamics change, and our goals for that year get set aside for our new reality. The result? While we adjust our day-to-day, we don't tend to reset our goals. This is why I love 12-week plans. First, by creating them, we admit that business is a fast-moving, dynamic environment. We must be ready to adapt and to do so quickly. Secondly, it allows us to reset three additional times throughout the year, to course correct, to refocus, to recenter the main thing once more. The how to these 12-week plans is also very important. Ensuring that you're solving the right problem or problems is crucial. Ensuring that you understand the handful of actions that, if taken on a daily basis, will lead to the results you want and need. And ensuring you have someone to check in with, to hold you accountable, and to bounce ideas off of is a huge part to this being successful. That's where your business partner or another trusted source comes into play, your accountability partner. If you don't currently have someone to play this role for you, I'm right here. Let me know. Thanks for joining me, everyone. Until next month, keep building value.